I have the pleasure of introducing your speakers for the U.S. Court and Texas Court of Criminal Appeals update. And Emily Johnson Liu is an assistant state prosecuting attorney. She's originally from North Texas. She got her English degree from Rice and traveled to China to teach English for a year before earning her law degree at UT Austin. She clerked at the Travis County District Attorney's Office and served as a briefing attorney for the 14th Court of Appeals in Houston. She was an appellate, a prosecutor in the Collin County District Attorney's Office for 14 years before joining the SBA's office in 2017. She is board certified in criminal appellate law, is active on the State Bar's Criminal Pattern Jury Charge Committee, and has written several articles for the Texas Prosecutor Magazine. We see Emily quite often in our court. She's probably sick of looking at us, but we love having her, so. And then we have Britt Houston Lindsay as the Appellate Division Chief at the Taylor County Criminal District Attorney's Office. He graduated summa cum laude from Thurgood Marshall School of Law in 22. And salutatorian, I can't ever pronounce that, of his class. He earned a one-time term as a law clerk to U.S. District Judge Kenneth Hoyt and entered private practice in 2003. In 2009, he left private practice to serve in the Special Prosecution Unit, where he was a senior trial attorney specializing in the prosecution of sexually violent predators until 2015. He is board certified in criminal appellate law and has briefed before the Texas Courts of Appeals, the U.S. Northern District of Texas, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, the Supreme Court of Texas, and the United States Supreme Court. Mr. Lindsay is also a columnist for the appellate court's column As the Judges Saw It in the Texas Prosecutor, the Journal of the Texas District and County Attorneys Association. And he can deadlift 450 pounds. Doesn't, you know, he's too thin for that. But anyway, welcome our speakers.
Hi. Thank you, Judge Harvey. Do you have one? If it's okay with everybody, I'll stand. My background is in vaudeville, so I'm more comfortable on my feet. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the U.S. Supreme Court and Court of Criminal Appeals update, which I'll be presenting with my co-presenter, Emily Johnson Liu. We've given this, not this exact same, but we've given our Court of Criminal Appeals update in other conferences. It's one of our favorite presentations to give, one of our favorite presentations to do, and the Dawson is just one of our favorite places to be. It's always a lot of fun. It's fun to come to, for those of us from out of town, to come to Austin in the springtime. And if you're an appellate practitioner, it's just fun to come be among your people, hear people discussing their problems with appeals or particular issues they face, and say to yourself, I face those same issues too. So it's a lot of fun, and we're really glad to be here. And as you can see, we had to choose a theme. This year we've decided to go with our theme, a space theme, to honor the recent eclipse. So expect lots of terrible space-themed jokes. Just to begin with, this is our screen that we will use to explain the holding. And just for reference, by way of example, Judge Newell would be with the green box, indicates that he would be the authoring majority of the opinion. Judge Newell, of course, is the one who usually gives this presentation. Had a conflict this year, said, hey, why don't you let Emily and Britt do it? So, of course, we're hugely appreciative of that. In this example, Judge Newell would author the majority and be joined by Judges Hervey, Urey, and Keel. A circle with the cross in it indicates a written opinion. So concurring with written opinion would be Judge McClure. A cross without the circle indicates concurring without written opinion. So you have Judge Keller, presiding Judge Keller is the example there. And dissenting without opinion would be Judge Slaughter with the circle, and dissenting without opinion would be the cross, Judge Richardson in this example. So if you want to follow the broader trends of who's voting which way, or you're just interested for purposes of the presentation, this is how the opinion will and the holding will be explained. Now, there is a paper. When Emily and I were deciding what to put in the presentation, we had to make some pretty tough calls because there were some very interesting and in-depth opinions, but other opinions had broader import, so we had to make some judgment calls about what to include in the presentation. But We also wrote a paper with all of the relevant opinions for the previous year of both the U.S. Supreme Court and the Court of Criminal Appeals. Goes into a lot more depth with the holdings, the rationales, the dissents that we could not touch on with help from Emily's colleagues at the State Prosecuting Attorney's Office, Stacy and John. There's a lot of good stuff in there. This is just kind of the presentation was more like the appetizer, the real meat and potatoes, or since we're in Austin, the real vegan entree will be in the paper. So there's a lot of good stuff there included in your conference materials. Check it out.